Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, brought to you each week by University Hospital, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, as many of you regular listeners know, I always enjoy conversations that have spiritual overtones to them. And the conversation we're about to bring you is one of those wonderful combinations of health, medicine, and spirituality. In the studio with me this morning is Dr. Lynn Beth Satterley, Assistant Professor of Family Medicine at SUNY Upstate and a family practice physician at University Hospital, and another location we're going to tell you about in a moment. Good morning, Dr. Satterley.
Good morning.
We're also joined by Monsignor Neil Courtier of the Catholic Diocese and the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. Good morning, Father Neil.
Good morning.
And listeners, that should give you a clue about the conversation we're about to have. Father, the Roman Catholic Cathedral is right in the heart of downtown across from the courthouse. Am I right?
Yes, it is.
And now we're going to talk about health and medicine. Dr. Satterley, what do you have to do with the cathedral?
Well, we started a clinic at the cathedral to provide medical care for those of limited means and also for the homeless. We noticed there was a tremendous need to care for people who were either without insurance or caught in between primary care providers.
I see. And so some of these people are literally living on the street. They're homeless.
Yes, some of them are.
Of them are working but don't have all the means to get the health care they need?
That is correct,
That's fabulous. So you're providing primary health care to these folks.
We are indeed, yes.
And I know that there are other, there is another mission for this program as well. Do you want to tell us about that one?
Yes. When we conceptualized this program, we also recognized a need to educate our health care professionals in training in service to people of limited means, to get them out of the university setting and actually into the community where these people live their lives and get their food and are on the bus route and where they can actually see them in a community setting.
That's a fabulous idea, and it must fit right in with the mission of the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception as well, Father.
Absolutely. We draw people into worship and send them out to serve the needs of the community. And the needs of that particular community, downtown community, would be a number of homeless people and people who have no means to pay for medical care.
And so now you have this wonderful program going on. Dr. Satterley, tell me about some of the patients you see. What kinds of needs do they have?
You know, they have all of the needs that any patient I've ever cared for really has. Chronic diseases such as diabetes, asthma, high blood pressure. We also see acute diseases such as sinus infections, bronchitis. The issue arises is that a lot of these individuals, because they've had problems with access, the diseases are much more out of control and poorly managed than they would be with a population of people who have regular access and who can afford their medicines. So we see diseases that are much more advanced and really causing the people greater problems. And if you have a poorly controlled chronic disease, it really puts you on a crash course towards poverty because it affects your employability, it affects your ability to hold normal relationships, it affects your ability to really even seek other services that might help you get into a better, more secure situation.
And I have to think that if the diseases are advanced like that, it also is a huge barrier to the right kinds of treatment.
Yes. Yes, and it's a tremendous burden and an expense for these individuals because many of them need very expensive medicines and they have no means to obtain them, and really no hope in the future to be in a better situation where they can obtain them.
It's almost just a bad cycle, isn't it? They're sick, they can't get the treatment, therefore they get sicker, and it's tougher to get the treatment. You must see this all the time.
We see it with every patient that comes through our door.
You do. You have men and women?
Men and women, yes.
Adults and children?
I am a board-certified family doctor, so I am qualified to take care of children. We see largely an adult population because most children in New York State do have better access to insured care than the adults. But we can see children if families are stuck between a rock and a hard place, and I do see children, and I'm quite comfortable seeing children.
You are one person. How on earth do you take care of all of these people? And they must have some specialized needs that you can't really address.
Yes. We have a team of volunteer nurses. We also have a team of volunteer non-medical professionals who help with clerical, who help with any referrals that we might need to make. There are doctors in the community that we've had ongoing relationship with for a number of years, and they do help us out and provide specialty care when we need it. The university has allowed me to use my teaching time at the clinic in lieu of formal teaching, so some of my time is funded, which obviously physician's time is tremendously expensive.
Mm-hmm. But you also have, what, student doctors? You have student nurses? Tell us about the students who are there.
The wonderful thing about this program and why my vision for the program fits so well with Father Cordier's long-term vision was that the program has a dual mission of not only service to those of limited means, but also an educational mission. And what we've designed is a piece of instruction that is a multidisciplinary training program in clinical medicine and also professional formation. So we put nursing students and medical students and in the future social work students together on a team to deliver care to individuals and to address in a multifaceted fashion everything they might need. And in that context, the students are put in an environment where fully trained professionals relate to these people in the context of their humanity and not just as a disease process. So there's an educational modeling that's going on, and then we provide time for facilitated small group discussion on relevant topics. We debrief the students both face-to-face and email. So they really get a whole immersion experience for caring for these people in the full context of their humanity.
And you know, I love that thought, that you're dealing with people as individuals, people, not just because they have a disease or because they need a certain kind of treatment.
Yes.
I find that fabulous.
And I think the most profound thing that I certainly take away from this work, and I've had my students state it as well, is that when you strip away the superficial differences and you have a human being sitting on the exam table, they have all the same concerns and worries about their well-being that the most highly trained professional that I might care for has as well. People, when you get right down to the humanity and you strip away the differences, we all have the same heart and soul.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Father Neil, tell me about some of the other services that are offered at the Cathedral location.
Well, for many years, we've had the Cathedral Emergency Services Center, and we've had a food pantry for those who needed extra food and help. We refer people to all different kinds of social agencies, and also Catholic Charities has an office in our Cathedral Emergency Aid Office for the basic needs of underserved people.
Mm-hmm.
Also, since we moved our school to Pompeii on mm-hmm. the north side, we have a school and a convent now that we want to actually expand into. And we're asking ourselves the question, how do we serve the needs of the community? What are the needs? And so, as Dr. Sarley was saying, we'd like to even involve social workers and law students and the nurses and the medical students to come down and to learn and how to deal with this particular population. And that's our mission, to help them to serve people too.
That sounds wonderful. So not only are you taking care of their needs for food and some shelter, but now you're going to take care of their health needs. You're doing that through your new program. You're talking about educational needs, which might provide them with the opportunity to get themselves off the street and into better paying jobs. I think it's wonderful. And it does certainly focus on the person as an individual and the importance of a person, no matter what their means.
And sometimes they don't have access to medical care because they don't even know how to fill out the forms. And that's one of the things that we want to do, is just actually help them fill out insurance forms or medical forms to know that there's more out there that they don't know about.
Fabulous, fabulous. What? Go ahead.
We also have done a flu clinic. We vaccinated 160 people. We're doing a diabetes education, group education session with our patients that we've identified with diabetes, with a certified diabetes educator. And there's a collaborative effort between the Lemoyne nursing students and the Upstate medical students. We're doing a foot care clinic and providing socks and boots. One of Father Cordier's concerns is the feet of the homeless in the Syracuse winter.
I've lived here a long time.
We've kind of decided to do this.
I just think that's wonderful. Have we missed anything you'd like to tell us about what's happening that we should know about?
Just the cathedral mission. We have a 10-year plan to ask ourselves, as you know, being in the center of downtown, how can we make a difference in the downtown Syracuse? And also part of this is to revitalize the city, to use our buildings in very helpful ways to meet the needs of the people downtown, but also to bring more people into the area. And if we bring medical students and if we bring social workers and faculty, I think the area is going to be benefited by that drastically.
It certainly sounds like it. Are you looking for volunteers?
We always can use volunteers at the pantry, and I know that Dr. Satterley can use some volunteers, certainly some doctors. We could certainly use that.
Practicing physicians who would be interested in this kind of work and service, we can definitely use
nurses
those.
Nurses, too.
And nurses, absolutely.
So if they
PAs,
could volunteer a couple hours of their
yes.
time each week,
and
that would be just great.
And social workers, too.
PAs, social workers,
yeah.
mental health professionals.
A lot
professionals.
Of them we could use.
Almost anybody. I think that's great. Tell us how people can get more information. You have a website, I understand.
The website is cathedralsyracuse.org,
okay.
and the Emmaus is right on there.
Okay.
And the phone number at the cathedral is 422-4177.
All right.
You can call there for some more information.
All right. And we can also contact the Office of Family Medicine?
Yes, you can contact the Department of Family Medicine, and the number that you could do that through is 464-6944.
Very good. Well, we'll make sure that we put both those phone numbers and a link to your website on our HealthLink On Air website as well. Well, Dr. Satterley and Father Neil, I thank you so much for coming in this morning. I can't think of a more wonderful story to share with our listeners during the holiday season. I know our listeners feel the same way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And listeners, we do need to take a break now, but we'll be back shortly. This is University Hospital's HealthLink On Air on 570 WSYR.